We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the six types of homes that you should never buy. And the reason we're going to talk about this is because the wrong home, buying the wrong home, can be the worst mistake of your life. So I'm hoping that you're going to pay close attention to this episode. And number six is the most important. So I would love if you could stay until the end, so you could get that information. All right. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you listen to the show. Also, be sure to leave a rating and review. Greatly would appreciate that. So the first home that you should never buy is a home with structural issues. So if you're looking at the exterior of a brick house, for example, and then you see cracks in the brick, that could be a sign of foundation issues. If you're walking inside the house and you find that the floors or the stairs are sloping, that's another potential sign of structural issues. And you also want to keep an eye out for cracks in the ceilings. There's many more ways you can look at structural issues, but those are some things that you could see with the naked eye. And I was actually considering buying a property, and there were many structural issues in this property. And during the inspection, you won't believe it, my inspector actually called me and he said, you know, Sam, it's really not looking good in this particular house. I'm willing to cut the inspection short based on what I've seen, and you just pay me for my time. I still have that inspection as I was reviewing it in preparation for this episode. I was reminded of the headache that I walked away from, right? It was just really bad. And unfortunately, what a lot of sellers will try to do is pass problems forward to the next buyer, but not factor that into the price. Like a lot of people will be out here trying to get top dollar when there are major issues with the property. Someone who I'm working with who's in my out-of-state program, we recently reviewed an inspection report and the house was just in terrible shape. It looked beautiful, but underneath there were a lot of issues that the inspector uncovered. So it's something that's very important. And just as a reminder, always make sure that you get an inspection. The next type of home you should never buy is one that you probably might find a little bit controversial. You should never buy a new construction home unless you know that the builder does quality work. And as the home is being built, if you're buying new construction, I strongly suggest making sure you have an inspector look at the property several times throughout the process so that issues can be addressed right away. And then I would say as well, depending on where you live, new construction can be significantly more expensive than an existing home. So that's something else to keep in mind. And there are many builders out there who deliver a solid product and do great work. And I know many of them, but beware of those who don't. Some of the big builders like Lennar, like D.R. Horton, they've had plenty of issues and they've done terrible work for some people. So it's important to do your homework and really make sure that the builder is actually good. Something else you can do is look online. You can look at reviews in your area and see what the experiences have been for other people who have worked with that particular builder. The next type of home, it should be obvious, but unfortunately, it's not. You should never buy a home that has significant fire damage. As you know, it takes a lot of water to put fires out, so you'll likely be dealing with significant water damage as well. And fires can also cause electrical and structural issues. We already talked about structural issues and the downside of that. So if there's significant fire damage, you could be in for a very rude awakening. And all of these potential issues can be extremely expensive to fix. So unless you're an experienced investor, you should never buy a significantly fire damaged property, unless you might be partnering with someone who's very experienced. That's the only exception I would make, because I don't want to see you take on more than you can handle and end up wasting a bunch of money and losing a bunch of money on a particular deal. All right. So at this point, we have three more to review. And as a reminder, the last one is one I really, really want you to hear. So make sure you stick around for that. And the next type of home is one that a lot more people should be talking about, in my opinion. So you should never buy a home with a roof that is in bad condition. The last thing most of you want to think about when you're buying a house is significant repairs. And the average cost of fixing a roof can be over $10,000, depending on where you live. Now, if you really do want the house, you can ask the seller to fix it or to provide you with some sort of credit or some other compromise. And if the seller isn't willing to do anything about it, then you may want to reconsider that. The next type of house is one that I guarantee most of you will agree with. You should never buy a home in an HOA. Now, let me make a disclaimer here. Not all HOAs are bad. And I know that for many of you where you live or where you want to live, many of the homes are in an HOA. So I understand that. The downside of HOAs is that sometimes the monthly fees can increase quite a bit over time. And some of the rules can be quite ridiculous. So here's an example of what I believe is a ridiculous rule.
I cannot park my own truck in my own driveway.
His subdivision, The Meadows, doesn't allow pickup trucks or commercial vehicles in their driveways between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. based on rules written in 1976 before Jimmy Carter first took office. Violators caught by the association's nightly safety patrol face warning letters, fines, and can be towed out of their own driveways. Mack agreed to the rules when he moved into the neighborhood in 2019, but hoped a new law would change that.
You can imagine how ecstatic I was when I heard that I could park it in my own house.
Mack and his wife now make twice daily trips to drop off and pick up his truck at a fenced-in lot our odometer shows is 0.8 miles from his home. He and his neighbors pay $500 per vehicle per year to park there.
We all know each other. We see each other every night and every morning.
So one thing that was mentioned is that he agreed to the terms and hoped a law would change. Now, what I'll tell you is that you should not depend on a law to change. You should assume nothing will change, and you should be comfortable with whatever the rules are of the HOA before you move into it. So here's some things to keep in mind if you're considering purchasing a home inside of an HOA. So look at the HOA meeting minutes. Are they planning to increase the monthly fees? Is there a big expense coming up? You also want to look at the rules of the HOA again to see if it's something that you are comfortable with. You should also look at the finances of the HOA to ensure that it's being managed properly and they're not just frivolously spending money. And you might also want to speak to other homeowners in the community where you're considering purchasing, if this is not a brand new community, to learn about their experience with the HOA, okay? All right, so I need you to pay close attention to this last type of house. If you make a mistake and buy this type of house, you're going to lose a lot of money. So the last home you should never buy is a cheap house. As many of you know, I specialize in out-of-state investing, primarily because it's cheaper than where I live in California. And one thing I've seen people do is look at various cities in the Midwest, for example, and they'll immediately think it's a good idea to buy because it's so much cheaper. Looking at it in this way is a big mistake. Before you even get to that point, you have to know if you want to buy a particular property that doesn't need renovation or if you want a property that needs some work. You also need to understand that the cheapest home you can probably buy, it's likely going to need significant renovation. And you need to consider if you have the resources, if you have the experience to handle that kind of project. And if you live in an expensive city, a turnkey property in a cheaper area, so a property that's completely fixed up or close to it, it's still going to be a lot cheaper in most cases than where you currently live. You also want to make sure the property will actually make money if it's a rental property. And if it's in a place where you want to move to, you want to consider things like the neighborhood, proximity to amenities, and if you have school-age children, the school district, among other things. So that's those are some things to keep in mind. And if you want to hear a little bit more about investing out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com or click the link in the description of this episode. And I share a little bit more about the out-of-state investing process, things you need to look out for, Because I just don't want you to make a bad deal, make a bad purchase, you know, whether you're buying your home to live in with by yourself or with your family or whoever else, or you are buying an investment property. You just want to make sure that I can share as much as possible to help you in that area, and so you can minimize the mistakes that you make. All right. So thank you all so much. Really do appreciate you, as always, taking some time to listen to the podcast. Again, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you are listening to the show, and then leave a rating and review. I would love to check that out. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.